Michelle Christina Delgado has one of Minnesota's most recognizable voices, but many of you might not know who she is. The 35-year-old singer and actress is a native New Yorker who has been living in the Twin Cities since 1999. In 2007, she sang the national anthem at a St. Paul Saints baseball game and has been singing publicly for local sporting events ever since.
I feel very patriotic when I'm up there singing. It was probably 2007 when we were leaving one of the Saints championship games, and I ran into the general manager, who we always say hi to. I mean, we're just regulars. And I said, "So, what do I got to do to sing the anthem? That would be really cool." And he's like, "Oh, email so-and-so." They set me up with a date. I actually sang in the winter. It was like the coldest game. It was like in January. They're like, "You want to stay for the game?" "No." "It's cold." "I think I'll sing and go." But one night in this past summer, I think it was July, I was leaving the game and someone came up to me and asked me if I've sang for the Gophers. I said, "No, I haven't sang for the Gophers." And she gave me her card and she's like, "Well, we would love to have you." And she set it up. I had sang my first Gopher soccer game in October, and it just completely blossomed from there, and I ended up with this full schedule of singing anthems. Not too long ago, I was singing the national anthem at Williams Arena for a women's basketball game, and just seeing the players on the court standing there, and it's such a moment of solidarity, and we're just one. It's very cool. I very much enjoy it, and I've gotten nothing but good feedback.
Michelle was drawn to stage acting after a friend took her to a performance at the Bloomington Civic Theater.
It was probably the beginning of 2008, and a good friend of mine who does professional lighting took me to a show at the Bloomington Civic Theater, and the show was called Urine Town. Uh-huh. Like urine.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, "What? This, I don't want to see this." And I was so turned off. And then the show started and the performers were so amazing. And it was at that moment that I said to myself, "Why am I not doing this? I need to be doing this."
By the fall of 2008, Michelle decided to try acting. She recalls her first audition.
No resume, no headshot, no monologue, just a song from Annie. It was like the first song that came into my head. And I ended up landing an ensemble role in Man of La Mancha. And that's kind of where it started. And I've racked up a nice little resume of all the things I've done.
Recently, she joined a band and runs karaoke on the weekends.
Sure, just as of recently, I started singing with the R Factor. It's kind of like all that awesome stuff you hear at weddings. Classic rock, Motown, a little bit of Top 40. And we always have a good time. You know, it's something I can be proud of.
Coming from New York City, Michelle appreciates the local arts and culture scene in the Twin Cities and appreciates the opportunities she's found here.
Our community, which is a lot smaller than that, it's so much easier to really find a niche. Like for me, I'm probably one of just a handful of Puerto Ricans that is doing theater. I have a better shot than in New York where there's like a gazillion. So, and I just love it here. Everyone I've met, they've always been just unbelievably supportive, and I've just learned so much. And so it's like, I feel like I've been prepping for this moment, and here we are.
To learn more about Michelle, visit her website.
Well, I literally just started a website recently. It's michellechristinadelgado.weebly.com. So please, definitely, stop by and shoot me an email.
This story was produced for KFAI by Robert W. Morgan, with production assistance from Phil Kalar. I'm Cher Dial.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thank you.